Montgomery Gentry, Hillbilly Shoes, 99.9 WJVL. Good morning. Hey, it's Chet with you. I've got Red Hot Ken Scott in the studio. He stuck around with me for a little bit here because we have a special guest joining us this morning. If I pressed all the buttons right, today we're talking to an entertainer, songwriter known for being one of the most successful and longest running duos in country music history. ACM CMA award winner, and a man who can wield a microphone stand like nobody else. Talking to Eddie Montgomery today. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
And he looks good in a hat.
He does look good in a hat.
That's important. Eddie, I joined
Chet. I don't know if I'd go that far or not, but I'll take it when I can get it.
Eddie, I'm joining Chet this morning. It's Red Hot Ken Scott. I do the morning show here at WJVL, and I was telling Chet a story, and he mentioned he was going to be talking to you on air, and I said, man, I got to tell you the story. It goes back a few years. I'm the old guy at the radio station, by the way. So this goes back to, I believe, 1999. And I didn't know a lot about Montgomery Gentry at that point in time. This was Country Radio Seminar, 1999. And one of the music reps said, hey, you know, Ken, you got to go see these guys. I'd heard about you, but I didn't know a lot about you at that point in time. And they're going to be performing at a bar called 12th and Porter in Nashville, again, during Country Radio Seminar. And Eddie, I got to tell you, I don't use this term too often. It was like a magical night when we saw you guys perform. All these operation managers, program directors, radio executives, seeing these guys, Montgomery Gentry, potentially for the first time, and you knocked everybody's socks off. That was fantastic. What a night. Do you remember that night?
I do remember that, man. That's when everybody was kind of getting to know me and T-Roy.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, coming up through the honky-tonks. I mean, it was like throwing a rabbit in a briar patch, man, just letting us play there. So we had a ball doing it that night, man. And I tell you what, I love 12th and Porter's, and it was a great time. We had a big time that night, man. And, well, I reckon the rest of it's history. I can't believe this is our 25th year of Tattoos and Scars.
Oh, man, unbelievable. That album, when that came out as well, and it's just one hit after the other on that album. Again, I'm a fan, and I just remember great times, and putting your music on the radio just made me feel good, and just like so many other people, great music, a lot of fun. You guys, terrific performers, and that bar, it was just electric that night. I'll never forget about that, because it's only a handful of times that I've seen that in my years of being in radio, and that's just one story I enjoy telling to a lot of the young guys in radio. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you talk to Chet now. You have a great day, all right?
Hey, man, you too, man, and thank you for the compliments, brother. I tell you what, you know, there ain't a day don't go by we don't think about Brother T-Roy, man, and you know, he was my brother in crime, and we miss him every day.
You betcha. You betcha. All right. You take it easy. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Well, yeah, I came in this morning, as I typically do, and chat with Ken and the morning show team, and I said, hey, you know, Eddie's going to be coming on the show here, and anything you want to say, and he mentioned that. I said, you got to stick around. You got to tell him that. I mean, he's going to love to hear that. So, Eddie, you're coming to the Crystal Grand this Friday night. Brocktoberfest at the Crystal Grand, and you're headlining, but it's going to be a great lineup of artists. It starts at 5 with Power Takeoff. Michael Brooks Band is after that. Bucky Covington, Tantric, and then you're bringing down the house with Montgomery Gentry, celebrating 25 years. Tickets and info at crystalgrand.com. But, you know, we're talking about 1999 when you guys kind of first really started going as Montgomery Gentry, but I want to throw it back even further to back when you were a drummer. You remember that Kentucky River Express days? Do you ever drum anymore, Eddie?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I ain't been on a set of drums in a while, but I still got my Ludwig Pyre toms. I still got my kit. You know, they ain't been out of the cases in, well, 25 years at least.
So, and I got to ask, too, because when you and T-Roy got started, you guys called yourselves Deuce. Who changed it from there? Whose idea was it, number one, to call yourselves Deuce, and then whose idea was it to change it?
Believe it or not, I still got one of the T-shirts somebody brought. Said, man, you might want this. And we was going into Sony when they signed us, and they told us, they said, man, we don't like that name because it don't sound clean. I'll put it that way. And they thought, they said, so we was always coming in at all different times of hours and stuff. And every time we come in, they go, oh, God, here comes them Montgomery Gentry boys. Because I mean, you know, we was what you see with us is what you get. You know, we knew we went for everybody, but you know, we'd come in and we'd drink, we'd sit down, and drink a shot of Jim Beam or a glass of iced tea with you.
Now, late last year, you put out a new single with Brian Martin, "Cost of Being Me." Do you got any other new music in the works for 2024, maybe 2025?
We are working on it right now. We're planning on it in 2025, and you know, just finishing up the tour this year, and we're gonna get in the studio and we're gonna write and look for songs.
Excellent. Well, you're on the road right now, and I love to ask artists when you guys are out on the road, do you have any tour vices? And I'm not talking necessarily 1,000 brown M&Ms in a brandy glass. Anything that foods or things that occupy your time? I know it can get a lot of downtime when you're traveling from stop to stop. Any tour vices for Eddie Montgomery?
Well, one thing is we got to make sure we got satellite, because we got football and sports and stuff, man. So we've got to have satellite. Of course, now you can get internet on the butt, so I'm learning the new technology now. But, you know, and grilling out, we like to grill out, and, you know, it's all us guys out there, and we like to have a lot of fun, and we have people that come in. When we was out, we just done an 18 run out west, and we had people show up, and we decided to grill.
Well, you're coming to the right place this Friday with Brattoberfest at the Crystal Grand, so I'm definitely going to be frying up some brats for you this weekend.
Oh, I tell you what, we can't wait to try them, baby. I promise you that right there.
So
it's like a brat and a good cold beer.
You can't go wrong, can't go wrong. Do you have a favorite song to play live after all these years in the catalog of music that you've put out? Do you have a favorite song that just gets you every time you play it live, or you look forward to playing it?
That's real hard to say, man, because on that, it's like asking somebody, hey, man, which one of your kids is your favorite? Because, you know, me and T put this together. You know, Nashville didn't put this duo together. We did. And we were friends before, you know, we started picking and stuff. So, you know, it's just like, well, we picked all of our songs. Nobody picked them for us. We picked them, and we was like, no, we know who we are, and this is what we're going to cut.
Yeah, which is kind of unusual and especially unheard of in like today's modern you know, country music machine, to be putting yourselves together and picking your own music and that kind of stuff and doing it by your own terms too. So good on you for that. Hey, you're coming to the water park capital of the world this Friday night. I gotta ask, are you a water slide or a lazy river kind of guy?
Oh no, I'd be definitely I'd be the lazy river, and I'm gonna have floaties on because I can't swim.
Excellent. All right, well, Eddie, you're coming to the Crystal Grand this Friday night. Anything else you want to share with us today?
No, man. Just if they got to work the next day, go ahead and tell them to call in sick, because we have been known to lock the doors, bolt the gates, and party all night long.
That's right. Excellent, Eddie. Thanks so much for joining us. And hey, happy early birthday! You got a birthday coming up in a couple weeks, so happy early birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm trying to forget them anymore, but you know, we still like living life, man. It's very, very short. You know, this is the greatest country in the world. You know, we can say, be, and dream as big as we want to in this great country. And we don't give it up enough for all of our great American heroes, man. And I want to appreciate them very, very much.
Well, amen to that. Eddie Montgomery, thanks so much for joining us today, my friend.
Hey, well, thank you for having us, man, taking time out for us.
Thank you. All right, you can see him coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells. It is happening this Friday night. Tickets and info, crystalgrand.com. I'll run through the lineup one more time for you. 5 o'clock is Power Takeoff. They're a great band. They were part of our Battle of the Bands back in the day. They're great. Michael Brooks Band, Bucky Covington, Tantric, Montgomery Gentry. Wrapping things up again, tickets and info, crystalgrand.com. I'll sneak another Montgomery Gentry tune coming up on WJVL.
All of the best country. Yeah.